Welcome to Dish Nation. Sherry, I'm ready to do some shots of celebrity tea. What do you got?
Oh, I am ready to do shots too, Frank, because Kate Hudson is sharing her favorite sexy fitness tip.
Plus, we're going thirst trapping with two stars who are both music royalty.
And should men wear engagement rings? Find out what celebrity couples think so.
All right, y'all. So Gary's going to join us a little later in the show, but don't you worry. We're going to throw some extra shade in his honor. Right, everybody?
Yay. Yay.
Of course. First up, Heidi, you got to tell us what's going on with the Kardashians.
Oh, my God. Well, if you are a Kardashian super fan like I know Chewy is, you're probably still reeling from last night's Keeping Up with the Kardashians finale. You got to listen up, though. The two-part reunion show is going to air next week, and it's hosted by none other than Portia. Your pal, Andy Cohen. Gotta see this promo because I want to see what you think. Take a look.
You think your relationship might have turned out differently if you hadn't shared so much of it?
Probably.
Really?
But I think the substance abuse was the deal breaker.
I was pretty irresponsible.
So do Courtney and Travis have your blessing? When Tristan first cheated on you, how did you know it would be done again? Chris, have you forgiven Caitlyn for how she treated you?
It had the housewives feel. I mean, he had them all set up, kind of semicircle. What do you think, Portia, a little housewives feel for that reunion?
Oh, my God. I cannot tell y'all how much I'm living for this, because one thing about Andy over the years when hosting these reunions, he's gotten more and more invested. So there are some set questions, but because he knows the Kardashians, he's going to ask his own questions in his own shady way. So it's going to be good and juicy. I feel like it's going to be super lit. Drama field.
My question is, where was Rob? Was Rob at Craft Services and they just never told him that they were going to start shooting?
He was out on the street selling his socks.
Rob is like the little daughter from Family Matters that went upstairs and you never saw her again. Like, you know, we often forget about Rob. Like, damn.
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, if the Kardashians aren't your cup of tea, check this out, honey, because Kate Hudson celebrated National Sex Day. That's right. Yes, baby. Yes, daddy. She celebrated it, y'all, by sharing this interesting fitness tip. Check it out.
If anybody needs me, I'm going to be in my bedroom for a good, I'm going to say hour 20. If he can handle it, me having sex for an hour 20 will equal 6 fit points.
Okay, Frank, I want to know what you think about this. Now, she says she makes her man go for an hour and 20 minutes. Do you think that's a lot of pressure on the guy?
Well, she says she's doing that to get fit points, to actually be exercised. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, Portia, if we had sex for 2 hours, you're gaining weight.
Oh, what? Wait, I'm confused.
Yes. We're going to have sex about 3 minutes. And for the next hour and 17 minutes, we're going to be eating chicken wings and watching Netflix.
Okay, I know from experience that usually it's just women who wear engagement rings, but someone's flipping the script. So check out how singer Ryan Cabrera and his fiance, WWE star Alexa Bliss, broke how they are doing things differently.
Well, I don't know how to take it. You're wearing a ring, right? Like, did you guys get married that we don't know about?
Okay, I like that. So, Chewy.
I love it.
Chewy, you are in love with your lady. Y'all always talking about, tying the knot. Would you wear a man engagement ring? Is it good to let the ladies know that you're taken? Because a lot of women like you, Chewy, including a few over here.
I will 100% wear a man engagement ring as long as you're prepared with all of the more attention I'm going to be getting because I got a ring on, all right? You can give me the jewelry. I will wear it. But just know, women like a man who's not available. So I'm going to try. They're going to try to snatch me up even more because I'm going to have a ring on.
Is that true? Let me put this thing back on.
Where's he's looking for his ring now.
It's around here someplace.
Go ahead and draw it on with a Sharpie.
I can. Yeah.
Wait a second, Chewy. If your girl right now, you got home from work today while you're at home, but if you had a moment and she got down on her knee and she proposed to you with an engagement ring,
absolutely.
Would you say yes?
Yes, I would. Absolutely, I would say yes.
Oh, yes. Chewy.
Yes.
Really?
No, I would.
That's really sweet.
Okay, you guys, it's time for our favorite part of the show, y'all. It's time for
Trapping with the Stars.
Well, first up is Adam Levine. The Maroon 5 frontman shared this workout video while he was on vacation in Hawaii. Check it out.
Yes, Adam. Yes.
Is this a thirst trap, y'all?
I don't know if it's thirst trapping for the body so much because he has a lot of body art. So it's like, okay, we've seen it. And he's going to not wear a shirt. But as far as thirst trapping, it's like, look how strong I am.
Yeah, he's definitely thirst trapping.
Thirst trap.
How you going to leave from the gym over there on the left and come over here on the grass for a good background for your picture?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's not all guys today. We've got model Lourdes Leon, a.k.a. Lola. Of course, she's Madonna's daughter, who is now 24
years old. Madonna's daughter's 24?
Wow.
She dropped this bikini pic on her Instagram. Is this a thirst trap?
No, I think this is just a picture of somebody who looks extremely good.
Obviously, at the top of the picture, it says clapped. So what's it say clapped for? What do you think that means?
Yeah, what's
what is
that
she
about?
Clapping back at?
She probably was jumping, making her butt clap.
Probably somebody made fun of her body, so she's like, look at this. Clapped.
I came, I conquered, I continue. Like, I clapped on you.
Wait, we're too old. I think all of us are too old to decode that.
Okay, well, football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders is dropping gems, y'all. So listen up, fellas. So on the season finale of the podcast, I Am Athlete podcast, Deion was asked, how do you keep a woman happy? And like a true veteran, this is what he had to say. Take a look.
She'll tell you what she wants. She'll tell you what she needs. She'll tell you how to treat her. You just got to pay attention to the signs. Like if a woman touches you on her shoulder, your shoulder, that means you want to be touched on hers. You better pay close attention to the sign, because she usually gives what she wants.
Yo, okay. Deion definitely knows what he's talking about, because he's definitely a dude who's been through a couple marriages, and sometimes you got to fail to know what to do right. So he's speaking on experience, truly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if Gary was here, he would say, so, Sherry, this mean if you want a good man, you have to wait until we get old and retire.
That was spot on.
You know what? And that's the thing about it. Don't be bringing me no retired athlete players, and they got CTE. Their knees all broke down.
Wow.
They walking, they riding around on the scooter.
Oh, so you don't want me, Sherry? You don't want me?
No.
You don't want me?
Honey,
I'm pretty beat
they can't
up.
Wear shoes because their feet all messed up. They got to wear slippers everywhere because they can't freaking walk on their feet.
Sherry, you got it all twisted. Trust me, Sherry. You want to go ahead and go for the low-hanging fruit, okay? You want one that is on the golf course.
What does that mean?
He ain't in the club. He ain't trying to get these little floozies in the street. He is settled.
He's
that's
tired.
Who you want to be
he's
with.
Tired, Portia.
Yeah.
I want to know how Frank keeps a woman happy. You're married. I mean, you listen to what Deion just said. Do you agree with that?
But I'm not really in the happy woman business. I'm more in
that's for sure.
See, I like women who are unhappy. I like women who have, like, mascara stains.
Well,
but I agree with Deion Sanders. I agree with him completely when he says, you know, they give you what they want, so they give you drama. I never back down from drama. I give drama right back.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's what she wants. You can't be that pushover guy. If you're with a woman who likes to fight, you gotta kill him back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy wife, not my life. That's Frank's motto.
Awesome.
All right, y'all. Up next, find out what makes Halle Berry feel good every time she hears certain rap songs. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, so the beautiful Halle Berry is one name that we will probably never stop hearing, especially if you listen to hip-hop, right? So somebody tweeted, I wonder how Halle Berry feels about being mentioned in damn near every rap song.
Right.
Well, Halle replied with, I love it. She even went on to share the time that she was on the Hot Ones saying that she loves all the mentions and can't pick a favorite. It's kind of like choosing your favorite child.
Oh.
I mean, she has a lot of joints that mention her. Like, what are some of the ones that come to mind when you think about it?
Oh, Halle Berry. Halle Berry. Hey.
Halle Berry.
One time for Hurricane Chris.
Who wouldn't be flattered to have their name mentioned in all of these rap songs?
Right.
Because it means that you're relevant. It means that men still think you're sexy because no matter what your age is, it's so flattering. I don't know anybody who would be like, don't mention my name. Don't let it come out of your mouth.
And it's always in a positive light when people shout her out on records anyway. It's never like a diss.
Right, exactly.
HK and Brett, let's have some fun. You guys are performers. If you had to use Halle Berry's name, either in a verse or a line, what would that sound like?
I think if you was trying to make like a strip club anthem, you know, you could probably go like, let's try to get you to the money. Don't be scary. Work it on the pole. Let me see them Halle Berry's, Halle Berry's. Show me Halle Berry's. Halle Berry's. Halle Berry's. Show me Halle Berry's. Berry.
So you get the vision clearly. My pretty is Halle Berry.
Okay.
Mama.
Yes.
Meow meow meow.
Y'all, this next story is a Portia baby report on steroids, okay?
Yay.
This is a South African woman who reportedly gave birth to 10 kids, 7 what? Boys and 3 Whoa. Girls. The couple thought they were having 8, but they were surprised with 2 more, breaking the Guinness Book of World Records, y'all.
What?
But hold on to your uterus, Gary, because news outlets in South Africa have been trying to find proof that the birth of 10 happened, but they're having a hard time finding the birth record. Is for the kids.
What?
Okay, Choo Choo, I got a question for you. Okay, if you
What's
and your
up?
Girl had 10 kids, Chewy, is that enough to make you wanna not have sex with her ever again? 10 kids is a lot to come out of that thing.
No. You need to rephrase that, Brett, because you would never see me again, Mama, because I would disappear.
Oh,
I would
man.
Be living in a hut in the middle of the jungle in Mexico. You would never see my
not
ass, okay?
Poop, gone. No, not too poop, sorry. You gone.
You know, like when you were little and if you had siblings, your parents would try to say your names and get all the name mixed up. Robert, Brett, you know who I'm talking about. How you remember 18? Because they already got twins, so they got 12 kids.
Yeah.
They got 12 kids. So
you just
got to
name them 1 through 10 and just name them ethnically.
If I gave birth to 10 kids, after they get all the kids out, they could just take the uterus. Like, I'm not ever going to be trapped like that again. Like, just grab the uterus and take it with you, okay?
After 10 kids, it's no longer a uterus. It's a portal.
What kind of sperm does this man have that he didn't create it? 10 daggone kids.
Super sperm.
Baby.
If you put that sperm under a microscope, them sperms had faces.
Super Mandingo sperm.
Should we as a group, as a Dish Nation group, collectively get money? You know how like you do for a baby shower gift? Like we collectively put some money and send. Like just, you know, because money in Africa go far.
Yeah, so we like give them 10% like you do the church for church tithes.
All right, coming up, Andrew Freud said that with Tom Hiddleston, Owen Wilson, and the rest of the cast of the new Marvel show, Loki. So come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Tom Hiddleston and the cast of Loki coming to Disney Plus. Loki is kind of a villain turned hero-ish. If you were going to take another Marvel villain and have him be your partner in crime as a hero, which villain would that be and why?
This is a great question. I have never been asked this question. By the way, if they ever release an encyclopedia of the Marvel characters, when you get to the Loki page, the subheading should be villain turned hero-ish.
There you go.
Couple of doctors in there. Dr. Doom, Dr. Octopus. I think he'd have some interesting conversations with Dr. Octopus, maybe. Right?
I could see that.
Maybe Dr. Doom is actually too frightening and scary.
Okay, Owen, I have been an Owen Wilson fan for a very long time, and this is hands down one of my favorite performances you've ever done. Like, knocked it out of the park. Home run, grand slam. I'm already going to give you the Emmy, so congratulations, Owen.
Well, it's very nice to get the Emmy here today. I just have to thank the great cast that I worked with and my director, Kate, and what a wonderful experience. I'm going to cherish this. Thank you.
Now, obviously, Loki has lots of powers and he can shapeshift and do all things. But if you were going to shapeshift into another MCU actor, who would you like to be for a day?
I think it would be really hilarious. I've seen Mark Ruffalo play the Hulk up close in his pajamas, his little CGI pajamas, and the dots on his face. And he has like a special camera that's in, that is in front of him that is mapping all his facial expressions, and a piece of a sort of broomstick with the Hulk's head up here. And I think that would be a really interesting, that would be a really interesting day's work.
I would shapeshift into like someone from the stunt crew. I think that's what I would do, because I'm not brave enough to do any of that like scary jumping off things thing. No, that's not me. But I would do it in someone else's body.
It would probably have to be like one of the characters from Beauty and the Beast, because, you know, in terms of the Enchanted, you know, having played Plumet and, you know, with Ewan McGregor as Lumiere and all of those characters that were sort of animated, I think that that would be really fun to be able to shapeshift into one of the animated characters, maybe Mrs. Potts or something.
There's a line in the series, I'm not giving much away, but it says, you know, they're like, what makes Loki tick? What makes X tick? I want to know, what makes Tom tick?
I should ask myself that question more often, and maybe my days would be more productive. yeah, you know, I suppose, you know, we all love the simple things in life in the end. Friends and family, music, walking the dog on a sunny day. Those are the things that make me happy.
Tom, it was a pleasure being your therapist today. Thank you.
Okay. I appreciate it. I needed it. Thank you so much.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. You know the saying goes, if you could believe it, you can achieve it, okay? Oh, yeah. And apparently IG influencer Marcella Iglesias can orgasm just by thinking about it, and claims it's way more satisfying.
What?
The mental masturbator says that she just stimulates her pineal gland, and this is the melatonin producing part of the brain, as well as a keep clean diet restraining from alcohol and meat, and that's all it takes.
Wow.
And she also claims that if her mood is right, she feels this amazing being or energy comes from nowhere, and it or he feels very hot, but he doesn't necessarily have to look human. So
that's the devil.
We gotta step our game up,
that's
dudes.
That's the devil.
We getting beat out here by ghost peen.
Is she telling the truth, y'all? Is she telling the truth? Women, ladies?
You yes, never
she
had is. An orgasm yes. mentally.
What, yes?
You
did
can
you
do
yes,
it.
Portia?
You can. Yes, you can okay. do it mentally, okay?
Okay, wait,
that's when I tell
me,
y'all
how?
You need to be quiet and be still okay. and be in your mind.
Yep.
You can do it. You don't have to have somebody on you all
how
time.
How do you do it? How do you do it, Portia? How do you do it?
You just think about, you just close your eyes and think about moments that turn you on, every moment. And then you imagine that that is happening very quietly, very calmly, and boom.
Oh, God.
It happened.
It happens.
Okay, that's too
now
fast.
Y'all acting like y'all crazy.
That's too
I'm
fast.
Close your eyes. Sherry, close your eyes and imagine. You're laying there and you're calm.
Think of Brad.
Gary walks in the room. Gary walks in the room.
Gary.
Oh, no. It just went down. I just lost it. When you said that, I lost it.
Gary walks in with his pink thong. He turns around.
Think about it.
Gary, but Portia, you trying to make me have orgasm from Gary?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.